Last week we started off at the introduction. We're talking about a prophetic generation. Prophetic generation. There's a generation rising on the earth today that is causing a cloud of witnesses and helping to rejoice. God is commanding and sending his angels and messengers to bring his royal assignment to these pursued ones. One of the things that, you know, I said last week, you know, when we're talking about God being a transgenerational God, is that we have to understand how God, how we are supposed to fit into God's plan, not trying to make God fit in our plan. And so when we really get to the point to where we really understand apostolic succession, we understand continuity, we understand transgeneration, then we'll be able to pursue God in such a way that God begin to pursue us. And see, the only way that we're going to, that God is going to pursue us, we're going to have to do it God's way. Amen. You know, there's a whole lot of, times when people are doing it their way, but until we do it God's way, we're not going to get the results that God said we're supposed to get. And that's one of the reasons why we're not seeing a whole lot of the supernatural operating in the church today. All right. So, the prophetic fulfillment of many of God's promises will earth itself in this generation. We are the ones. We are the ones who God is going to use in a powerful way. And you got to know that. So God will rise upon them and manifest his awesome power to reveal himself to the earth. Now, if God is going to reveal himself, he's going to need us. He's going to use us to reveal him in the earth. Yes. All right. And so now, we are going to have to make sure that we are properly connected. We got to understand that God is not going to do nothing outside of his order. The way that he has ordained it is the way that he's going to bless it. Are you with me? Yes, sir. So you're not going. It's not going to come another way. It's going to come. And so we said that when we understand transgenerational ministry, then we're the ones that God's going to use, all right? Yes. So now if we don't understand transgenerational ministry, so all transgenerational ministry is God doing something from one generation to the next generation, to the next generation. God's plan is always the same. God's plan don't change from one generation to the next. But because men have not understood, first of all, the apostolic and the order that God has, the heaven and earth government, that God has established, they don't understand it. So as it relates to the fivefold ministry, we've only had mainly the pastor and the teacher, but we haven't had that covering. Now, I'm going to show you something here. All right. When you understand how the kingdom of God operates, or you understand how any kingdom operates. Now, whenever a king defeats his enemy, the successors are not supposed to be fighting the same enemy again. Y'all with me? Okay, all right. Let me say this. Apostle, God has given him a revelation about finance and that sort of thing and stuff. So people who really connected to him don't have to fight that same old debt demon anymore. Not if you're really connected properly. See, because that thing has already been defeated. So now all I have to do is follow through with the legacy that's already been. I told you the path has already been cut. We don't have to cut another path. The path has already been cut. So since the path has been cut, so we just walk right in. But one of the things that Satan has tried to do is try to make us so independent. Well, we don't follow the person who God has really put in our life to really pour into our lives. We have this thing where, you know, I want to be original. I want to be different from everybody else. Well, that's fine. But God has put somebody in the earth that is supposed to pour into you, that is supposed to place a mantle on your life that's going to cause you to be different from other people, but it's going to be, you're going to be able to follow the plan of God for your life.
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
So this generation that God is raising up, we got to understand, man, that it can't be church as usual.
Right.
It's got to be, we've got to understand that according to God's plan, church is not supposed to be usual. Now, you know, I follow Apostle close, and I don't mind saying it. Because we follow him close, you know, just like tomorrow night they got something, we shut our Bible study down. We're coming over here. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, most people would say, well, you know, you got your ministry, you got this here. I understand that. But I also understand that God has connected me to an apostle.
Yes.
And so I want the people that I pastored to experience
Yes,
the anointing of this apostle. You with me?
Yes.
So, you know, I had one person call the church and they left a message on the answer service. This is what they said. They said, tell Dr. Phillip, he need to close his church down and move everybody down to Darrow, because every time he look around, he's running down there. I said, I wish I could have answered him back, because I'd have told him, somebody tell him, Dr. Phil said, go to hell. You understand what I'm saying? because what my following got to do with them.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so you can't let people call you off of what God has called you to do. You can't let them call you off of it. I don't care how they feel about them, what they think about, or none of that other stuff. You with me?
Yes,
praise the Lord. So all activities surrounding the life of Jesus were aligned to the prophetic purposes of God. And if you understand Jesus' ministry, Jesus did not go out in ministry until the voice spoke and said that this is my beloved son in whom I'm with. So Jesus, if Jesus had to get approval from the Father. All right. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, you know, we have this revelation, you know, where we've got to follow Jesus in this earth realm. God placed somebody, a man or woman in your life that you got to follow.
Amen.
And you can trip if you want to and think that, you know, well, I'm supposed to be following. Yeah, you're supposed to be following Jesus as you follow that person that's following Jesus.
Right. Right.
Glory to God. So I'm saying it again. All activities surrounding the life of Jesus were aligned to the prophetic purposes of God. You know, Jesus was always, whatever the Father was doing, that's what he was doing.
Right.
See, that's apostolic. Whatever the Father was doing, Jesus said, I don't even do what's on my own. Can I help y'all with something? Let me help y'all with something. My church already know this. When apostle preach, probably what he preached Sunday, I'll probably preach it next Sunday. Praise the Lord. I don't have no problem with nobody saying, you know, well, you gonna preach? Yes, indeed. Yes, sir. Yep, I sure do. Okay, somebody said, why would you do that? Why would Jesus preach Isaiah's sermon? Luke 4:18. That's Isaiah's sermon. That's Isaiah. I think it was 61. Isaiah 61. Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yes, sir.
Say, I mean, you understand what I'm saying? So if Jesus could preach Isaiah's sermon, I can preach apostles.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So everything that happened in Jesus' life, it happened so that the scripture could be fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
So God is now preparing a generation that will walk the talk and walk into fulfillment, not just talk it, but walk it.
Yes, sir.
Walk right into it.
Yes, sir.
Walk right into fulfillment of what was spoken by God concerning them. There's a whole lot of folk who, you know, you had prophecies over your life, and you've not really walked in the fulfillment of them yet. But once you align properly with God's government and how God has ordained this thing to be, then you're going to walk right into the fulfillment of it. It's going to happen just like God said it. So whatever that is written about them becomes the foundational base for the character formation and development of the breakthrough believers. We have to have character. We have to develop character. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I told you that many people have gifts and talents. Their gifts and talents carry them places that their character will not keep them.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Because, you can be gifted in singing and being an orator and that sort of thing and stuff. Y'all, excuse me how I'm finna say this. But if you're a hoe, you're not going nowhere.
That's right.
Yes. Y'all, can y'all excuse me? Y'all excuse me. Praise God. But there has to be character.
Yes, sir.
And character has to be developed. This is, character is not something that just falls on you. It has to be something that's developed. So God is calling the fulfillment of the words to precipitate upon this unique generation. Now, and in Luke 1:38 says, and Mary said, behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. The word of God was fulfilled in her, and the Holy Spirit overshadowed her. She did not just want to hear the word, but desired that the word that God would do according to the word. So there has been so many times in my own life where there's some things that God spoke to me. And it wasn't too popular what God was saying, and I didn't too much want to do what he said and that sort of thing. I want you to think about something. I want you to think about, here it is, Mary getting a word that, she's gonna have a child and that sort of thing and stuff. Now, she doesn't have a husband. Joseph, they engaged, but they're not married, so they hadn't been intimate. So she's got to go through all kind of ridicule.
Yes. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I mean, the thought of it.
Yes, sir.
You know, God told the angel told Joseph not to put it to no kind of open shame, you know, but marrying that sort of thing and stuff. But I want you to think about something. Think about, Mary didn't even think about what people was going to say.
Yes,
I believe God raised up a generation now that don't care what nobody thinks.
Amen.
I mean, what God said, what God has told you, you are willing to go with it no matter who don't go with you. Sometimes family, everybody turn their back on you. But you got to be willing to pay the price, whatever the price is.
Yes,
and stick with it no matter what. So, Mary, you know, she could have said, well, she could have had a whole lot of questions. Well, Lord, why? If this happened, you know, what everybody going to start saying about me? It's about fulfilling what God has called us to do. And there's times when there's some things that God told me to do, and I didn't want to do it because, first of all, it was messing with my pride.
Yes, sir.
And as many times, God'll break that pride off you. I don't care. I mean, let me tell you what happened to me one time. I had long got saved, and so God was trying to get the pride out of me. Anyway, my lights got cut off. So here I was. I said, Lord, you have to do something, man. I'm depending on you. I'm trusting you. I said, man, people can't pass here and don't see no lights at the house. I got candles burning, all kind of stuff. Somebody comes and bless me with the exact amount of money I need to pay the light bill. And I'm praising God. I said, oh, God, I said, thank God. God said, I want you to tell it. I said, tell what? I want you to tell what I did for you. So I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell the Lord. Said, no, you're not telling it at all. Tell them how the lights got cut off and I came through for you. And I got up and I stuttered a while. I said, well, God said, tell him. And what he was doing, he was just taking layers of pride off me. Because I'm going to tell you something. You really can't fulfill what God called you to do if you're worrying about what everybody say. Yeah. You're worrying about what everybody's thinking, that kind of thing and stuff. So I just went ahead on and that sort of thing, you know. But God is raising up a significant company of believers across the earth who will not abort their prophetic journey. It's a journey. Yes. Apostle said it tonight. God won't show you the whole picture. God will show you a little bit. And you have to walk it out because it's going to involve your faith. You with me? So God show you a little bit here. He show you a little bit when you get there. But if you don't walk it out, he's not going to show you no more. There's people who say, Pastor, I've been praying for God to show him, but he's not showing me nothing. I say, it's probably because the last thing he said to you, you're not doing that. So why should he keep talking to you? Why should he keep showing you things if you have not completed what he told you to do already? But this generation, I believe that's why God have us here, setting under this apostolic anointing, so that let me tell you something. I was in Richmond when Apostle did service the other Sunday, and I'm gonna tell you something. Something different got on me. I've been setting under Apostle for a long time. But it was an apostolic service.
Yes, sir.
The church, our church, not the same.
Yes,
amen.
Because there was something that was released. Now, you know, that Sunday, dude was scheduled, my son was scheduled to come home to take care of the service. And, you know, so I called Carl. I think I might call Carl that Saturday. Say, Carl, you're going to take it. But I wanted him to experience what was going to happen. Now, Apostle said he's staying till Sunday. That's a no-brainer for me.
Right.
See, most of my members knew that Pastor won't be at church Sunday. Because he's going to be with Apostle. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, you know, I stayed right there. Both services, I'm sitting right there. I'm sitting. Matter of fact, I wasn't sitting nowhere. I stood by the stage while he was preaching. And I'm telling you, man, something got on me so strong. I said, my God, I've been sitting on the pastor for a long time, but there's a shifting going on here. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. And so, and that's what I believe what God has. God got us all here. You know, I'm an instructor, but he got me here for this purpose. Also, you understand what I'm saying? Because when I sit in a classroom setting like we've been sitting tonight, and let me say something. Some of y'all may already know this, some of y'all may not. I have never seen any man nowhere pursue God like an apostle. I've been in close proximity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I told y'all last week about God asked me what it was I was seeing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what you see? What you see when you watching the pastor? What you see? I said, I see manifestation everywhere. God said, you're seeing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
God said, you're seeing the cause.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeing the effect, but not the cause? You seeing the manifestation, but you don't see what's causing the manifestation to happen.
Right.
And what's causing the manifestation to happen is his pursuit, his seeking me with his whole heart. Now, God couldn't give a person a message like money cometh if they were going to be, they was about money.
Right.
Apostle is so about God, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, you know, if I hadn't been around to see it, you know, But I've been around to see it. You can see early in the morning he's gonna be praying. And see, that's what the Lord told me about Jesus' disciples. And Jesus' disciples, man, they saw Jesus all the time. You know, he was always, you know, somewhere praying and that kind of thing and stuff. But then, you know, they see him come out. They saw the miracles and certain things. And Peter thought about it. Peter said, man, they never talked. They never asked Jesus to show them how to do miracles. They never asked them to show them how to cast out demons. Peter said, teach us to pray. Mm-hmm. See, because we see why the power from what's going on in your life is happening because your connection with the Father. Yes. And so what has happened to me, to my life, is that what I've seen, what's on Apostle, I'm going to say it. It's on me.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Oh, hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not following because of something that he can do for me.
Right.
I don't nothing natural or physical. I don't want Apostle. I don't want anything from him. But what's on his life, the anointing?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. So because this is the way God does things. Sometimes we'll follow a person, you know, we see something on their life and stuff, and soon as we rebuke or correct. See, I done got all that. I done got rebuked. I done got corrected. I done got all that. You understand what I'm saying? I know two things. I know he loved me.
That's right. Yes, sir.
So if he jacked me up, he doing it for my good.
That's right.
He's not doing it because he's trying to be mean spirit or he's trying to hurt me in any kind of way, but he's doing it for my good.
Yeah.
And so, and another thing is, so because I know that, I can trust him.
That's right.
And see, this is where God try to get us to as we follow leadership. You got to be able to trust the person who God has placed in your life to follow. You know, the Bible said, believe in the Lord your God, you're going to be established. Believe in his prophet, and you're going to prosper.
Yes,
you mean you tell me you got to believe in a man?
Yes, sir.
I said, I don't believe in a man. Oh, well, go ahead with your bad self. You know, you're not going to experience all that God wants you to experience. So I've had interviews with the Holy Ghost where God set me down and God said, this is how I want you to follow. I don't want you to look at the pattern how other men have followed men. I want to show you a pattern that I want you to follow. I want you to follow. I want you to serve. I want you to. I think I said this in church. I was a cement finisher by trade. My daddy taught me. My biological daddy taught me. He taught me. So I thought that my daddy was teaching me this trade so that I could. How many minutes I got? How many minutes do I have? I don't know. Call somebody. Call the Pope, priest, or somebody. You got it? The 5 minutes. All right. Praise the Lord. Well, let me go a little further. I'll get back to that next time. So all that God has been saying to us about our destiny and assignment here on earth can come into immediate operation if we become yielded, as the apostle said tonight, yielded to the process of God dealing our lives. God deal with us in certain ways. You understand what I'm saying? And so that's time when you're gonna look funny. They call me a flunky. They call me a butt kisser. They call me all kind of things. You know, I didn't just start following like this when I started following Apostle. I was following my first pastor that I started following and that kind of thing and stuff. But it got more intense as I started following Apostle. You understand what I'm saying? So, but the thing about it was, I didn't let nobody pull me off. I don't care. I didn't care what they called me or what they said about me, because there's an assignment that God has that he had called me to do. So let me go back to my dad. My dad taught me to finish concrete. All right. So I became the best at what I did. I'm the only person in Louisiana that poured at the Mall of Louisiana. They had to get contractors from outside of Louisiana to do it. I was the only one to do it inside, that was inside. So I was good. You understand what I'm saying? Matter of fact, but my dad taught me to do that. I thought he was teaching me to make a living. I've made a living with it for a while. I mean, I had got to the point where I was making $10,000 a week, and God said, okay, that's enough. Give it up. I said, Lord, do you know how much money I'm making? I'm talking about $10,000 a week after I pay everybody. Matter of fact, it was coming so much, I was paying me in $300 a day because I was trying to get rid of some of the pile I had. And God said, okay, I want you to let it go. And so, you know, I told my wife. My wife said, well, baby, obey God. 2 weeks later, she said, nigga, you done lost your mind. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, but the thing about it is, watch this. So I said to God, I said, Lord, the church can't afford to, you know, pay me. God said, the church is not your source. Right. He said, I'm your source. But ever since 1999. Yes. I never had to go back to the job. Yes. But God taught me that so that I could pour the concrete for apostle.
Yes. That's right.
Y'all don't know this. I wasn't following apostle at this time or nothing, but I poured this church. I poured the concrete for this church. This church, I poured the concrete for it. Years ago. You understand what I'm saying? But now, God made me the best so that I could help anytime apostle need concrete poured. You understand what I'm saying? Where he don't have to go out and hire some contractor where he got to pay him a whole bunch of money. Guess what? We get the guys to come and help us and stuff. And he don't pay us nothing. We won't let. He want to, but we won't let him. Amen. God called me to do this. So it's somehow God will use something that he had.
Wow.
That you came up doing.
Right.
And he'll use that for ministry.
Yes, amen.
What? My God. Man, I'm telling you. I was out there. Apostle, you know, we pouring concrete. He told y'all about 18 inches high. We pouring all that concrete. And so I'm running the trial machine. I told the boys who work with me, I said, I'm still the greatest. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, y'all. Glory to God. Let's finish reading through the chapter. Go to chapter 2, and we'll take up next week. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.